code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 20th of August 2009. I always suggest that newcomers look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. And on the front page, if you scroll down, you'll see all the other sites I have up there, and you should always bookmark them, have them bookmarked in case anything happens to the main servers. And it's happened in the past. This way you'll always have another site you can go to and download the latest shows. And there's a whole bunch to choose from. In fact, it's a good policy actually to try and pick different ones on different nights to download from, especially if you find your program sticking when you're trying to download. If all the people going to cuttingthroughthematrix.com at the same time, that's often what happens. There's thousands and thousands of this going at the same time. So if you pick other ones sometimes and try them, you'll find you'll often get right through. There's cuttingthrough.jenkness.com. There's cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca. There's Alan Watt cuttingthroughthematrix.ca. There's also Alan Watt Sentinel.eu. And that site, that last site, is the European site, which has all the same audios, plus it has written transcripts for print up in the various languages of Europe. So that's really handy for a lot of people. And for those who want to try their hands at translating, you can get in touch with me, Alan Watt cuttingthrough at yahoo.com. And we'll see what we can do. Because there's a lot of people out there across the planet, it's great when the word starts spreading, even to little villages in some places, and South America, where they don't have internet and so on. It's amazing that the transcripts end up getting passed to them, and you hear back from people eventually. Quite something. And remember, this is probably the only show that's brought to the people by the people themselves, those that listen. At least for a small portion of those that listen who donate, the rest of them are just the freeloaders that love to surf all over the place and mind-boggle themselves with incredible, useless data. But the same people tend to support me all the time. There's not so many, so I appreciate them. It's tremendous what they do. They're very faithful followers of the program. And it still means they have minds of their own, of course. But for those who haven't tried donating, pass a few cents this way now and then, because that keeps me going. I don't get paid by the advertisers. All advertisements on the show are paid for by the advertisers straight to the RBN station. That pays for their time and their staff and equipment, etc. Lots of bills involved. So it's up to you to keep me going, and you can do it through personal check within Canada and the US or PayPal. Outside the Americas, you can use Western Union or MoneyGram. And some people also use just straight cash, sometimes wrapped in foil, for those that are a bit afraid of things. And that gets through as well. That cuts out the bankers that have been fleecing us for too long anyway. And for those who simply get discs passed to them to play in their CDs because they don't like computers, and I agree with them, to be honest with you, it's a temporary thing for me. You can write to me at Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. The postal code is P as in Peter, the number 3, E as in Elizabeth, the number 4, N as in Nora, the number 1, P, 3, E, 4, N1. And that's out of the way as well. But don't just dismiss what I've said. I need your support to keep going, because the cash flows out faster often than it comes in. And I'm going to go into some stories, which you can check the links at the end of the show on my site. So I'll be back after these messages.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. I keep reminding people, in case they've forgotten, and lots of people already have, since we adapt so quickly to everything, really. That's a human quality that's been known for thousands of years. We're the most adaptable species on the planet. We can get adapted into any kind of social structure by those who plan the structure and plan the outcome, and it works very, very well. And everything, of course, has been hurt since 9/11, and that's the intention of it. It combines with the global warming scam and overpopulation scam and all the other scams together. This is all part of this. These are all parts of the same scam to bring in a controlled world society the way it should be, you see, by those who designed it. They decided long ago that people making their own decisions, having children and so on, was just too untidy and messy, and they like order. They love order. And therefore, they dreamed up scary scenarios, as they call them themselves in their own writings, a long time ago, and they've been implementing them steadily from 2001 onwards. We've had so many crises, it's amazing we're not all biting our nails and becoming neurotic, but of course, they've got psychiatry ready for that too, with all their various antidepressants and happy pills. And this is a time, of course, that science is supposed to come to the fore. The century of change, they call it, the culmination of the revolutions that started off in the 18th century with the Age of Reason. This is supposed to be the culmination of it now, when the most reasonable ones, the most educated ones, the ones who don't believe in silly superstitions, as they call religion, have the right to rule the rest of the people using science, you see, science, the real God, the natural God, according to them. And we're all supposed to obey. And unfortunately, it will work because they understand the techniques of controlling mass society and how we do adapt into pretty well anything. It says here on from the Wall Street Journal. It says here about the Canada border, Canada-US border, and how trade's been affected since they've changed over all the guards, you see, with the paranoid types, a new genre, a new breed, you might say, who are not the old friendly smiling faces that would wave you through and have a nice day. These new ones are very abrupt. They copy what the actors do on televisions and these border movies that they have. I think Canada's got a whole series of them. And they copy the actors, and they wear the black outfits and stuff, and they're looking for everything, you see. Everybody's a suspect. Everybody, just like the television and the movies. And it's become a reality for people driving through, getting searched and talked to as though they were some kind of subhuman species. Therefore, not so many people driving across the borders. So from, let's say, the Wall Street Journal, it says here that U.S. businesses along the Canadian border say they're being hurt by a new law that requires travelers to show more than just a driver's license to cross into America. That's all you needed at one time before 9/11. That's all you needed. Businesses already reeling from the recession say the new rules, which require Canadians to show a passport or other internationally recognized documentation when entering the U.S. by land or sea, have resulted in a sharp drop in free-spending tourists across the border. In June, the first month of the new policy, the 11 busiest U.S.-Canada bridges drew about 2.6 million vehicles, a nearly 23% drop from the same time last year, according to the Public Border Operators Association. July's numbers were slightly better, but still off 17% from a year ago. They say the law is hurting businesses because security along the U.S.-Canada border has historically been lenient. In the past, Canadians were sometimes allowed to enter without showing any documentation. In contrast, along the U.S. border with Mexico, documentation requirements have long been stringent because of concerns about drug trafficking and illegal immigration. Mexicans have always had to show a passport and a visa to enter the U.S. The new policy requires additional documentation for Americans returning from Mexico. Drew Schmidt, owner of Victoria San Juan Cruises, a ferry company in Bellingham, Washington, said his businesses have been hammered. Though domestic ferry riders are actually up about 2% from a year ago, visitors crossing into Canada who now must show passports or other documentations are down 27% from last year. So, business is being hurt too. It's the same thing too. You see a lot of shoppers coming from the Canadian side going into the U.S. side and spending a day there, and lots of money passed hands in the stores on both sides of the border. But as I say, it's not a pleasant thing now to just take a trip across. It's a trial. It's a trial you're going through, basically. And that's put a lot of people off. It'll be interesting to see how long they keep the border there, because under the free trade negotiation deal, eventually, the borders are supposed to come down completely. And meanwhile, of course, they must get everybody ID'd and all the countries involved and all the potential countries to come into it yet. They must get them all ID'd with the same ID, and then the borders will simply disappear. And we're under one continental government. That's what the plan is in their own writings. They even talked about making Montreal the capital of the Americas when they discussed it at the free trade associations and negotiations before NAFTA. So everyone's hurting in so many different ways from what's going on. And another topic to touch on, too, it ties in again with science, as I'm saying. Science, you see, is a new god. And those who have the most rationality supposedly are the right ones to rule over the unwashed masses who live in silly superstition and all that kind of stuff, according to those at the top. And that's all part of the Fabian socialist mentality. Now, remember, the Fabian socialists are a very important branch of the planning it's mainly the bureaucratic sort of planners for the future, bureaucrats that will run the whole world. They're in touch with all departments at the United Nations. Many of their members are also part of the Royal Institute for International Affairs. You see, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, again, is an umbrella group with special areas, the Fabian Society being one of them. And science, as I say, is the king. That's the one who's to rule over us. And being an untidy lot at the bottom, unwashed masses, we need people to tell us what to do, you see. And they've got it all planned out. They're already doing it. They have been doing it for a long time. They've been giving us awful educations, which really is a form of conditioning for the rest of your life into what you'll believe is real and what is unreal, etc. And standardization is the key to it. When you all get taught the same indoctrination, then you can have as many conversations as you want between each other, but you'll always be talking inside the box, the design box, or what you might say is Plato's cave, same thing. And that's the reason for education, not because they like us to be able to read. In fact, they don't like us reading too much, actually. That's why they give us so much junk on the internet to keep us happy, UFOs, aliens, and all that kind of stuff, stuff that amuses and entertains us, because after all, we are silly and superstitious. But they gave us education in the first place to standardize the countries, first of all, and to get us all to work in their factories, reading basic instructions. And now, of course, education has plummeted. Well, everybody's been dumbed down to an incredible extent. They can't even count without a calculator or a computer. Can't do it. And again, the experts at the top of the education system said they don't have to. It's unnecessary in this day and age. You see? What's really important, apparently, according to the education experts, is that they all agree in consensus on every topic in the classroom. That's very important, the socialization process, where they all agree and come to the same conclusions, they come to the same consensus on every topic. Then they're well-adjusted potential citizens, you see. That's what school's for. And science is on a roll now because it's been elevated, as I say, to its proper place, as they keep telling us in their books at the top, its proper place. And you have science advisory boards on all governments now, telling them what to do. Remember, in this new Fabian society, this world system we're in, the socialism, we're treated as the mass man. And under democracy and socialism, they always say that the greatest good for the greatest amount of people. That's how they often phrase things. And that's how the medical industry goes too. They know that for every vaccine they put out there or drug or whatever, that a certain percentage of the population will have incredible, awful side effects, with it, including death or paralysis, etc., different things like that. That's included in all their studies before the drugs and the vaccines are released. They know this. It's called acceptable risk. And so if they say 20% of the population, because of their gene differences, will have abnormal reactions to this, then, and it's not abnormal, I mean, you cannot say genes are right or wrong, it's just a variation of genes, but the mass amount of people will come under one grouping, you see. If you're outside that grouping, it's just tough luck, the greater good for the most amount. That's basically what it is, you see. And you're just a statistic then. You're one of the unfortunate ones that had the wrong genes, as they will tell you that. They'll tell you that now, if your child comes down with autism after inoculations, it's because of the wrong genes. You know, the right genes are the genes that would adopt to this drug or adapt to this drug or vaccine that the pharma gives you. That's the right genes. And Gardasil, everyone's heard of Gardasil because it's been so heavily promoted by media, which really is advertising. Even when they do stories on it, it's really advertising it. And people don't realize that. It's all in the wording and promoting it and how wonderful it will be, etc. How people can forage around like bunnies. And have no consequences. That's what the whole idea is about, because they don't want people mating up for life. So the more promiscuous we are as little children, the less chance there is we'll form permanent relationships with anybody. Then the government runs you and rules you, because that'll be the only boss, you see. And you must listen to them. Back with more on this after this break.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
I'm Alan Watt for Cutting Through the Matrix, talking about science and how it's a new god, and how it's really at the top, very, very top, above the communist bureaucratic level. It's a fascist-type system. And in fascism, government comes together with big business, and they run the world the way they want to. That's really what fascism is. And public simply obey. But this is from the Telegraph, the Daily Telegraph, August 20th, 2009, anti-cancer Gardasil drug causes illness, study shows. And I love the wording in it. As how things are worded, sometimes you have a good chuckle, because you can actually put yourself in the position of the journalist who's trying not to upset people. Journalists never know, you see, when they write a story, if the big shareholders in Gardasil or the pharma company or whatever are very often into many, many other companies, and some of them might advertise in their papers. And they're always scared of being fired, because if they lose a client in the newspaper business, they're out on the street, so they have to be very careful. In other words, they're bought and sold, paid for, basically. That's what it means. There's no free, you can't say what you want to as a journalist. But it says here, anti-cancer drug Gardasil, which has been given to millions of Australians, has caused fainting, nausea, dizziness, and blood clots among thousands of U.S. women, a major study has found. It's caused strokes and everything else. A safety review published in the latest Journal of the American Medical Association said 12,424 Gardasil vaccine recipients in America had suffered a number of side effects and even death since June 2006. Of those recorded cases, the study found 772 were considered serious and 1,900 involved fainting. But Australian doctors have warned women not to panic, with the number of reactions still low compared with the millions who received the vaccine each year. Now, they can't tell us how many millions. See how they come out with these statements? They can tell you how many were damaged. And believe me, that's not them all, because most, I have to say this, most doctors often misdiagnose things and they won't even know they were on Gardasil when they have these little attacks and so on, or little clots or strokes, etc. That you could be put down as basically a thrombosis or something like that, cerebral thrombosis. And that was on a certificate and that's the end of it. It's until someone mentions, oh, by the way, they were on Gardasil, that they might put it together. So these are the ones that have been diagnosed and where they've been asked, are they on Gardasil? And that's what I mean. So here he goes with, warned women not to panic with the number of reactions still low compared with the millions who receive the vaccine each year. The greatest good, again, you see, for the greatest amount of people. That's the standardization of socialism. If you're in the 20% or whatever, or with a different gene type, different, slightly different physiology, then tough luck. That's acceptable risk. That's what they call it, acceptable risk. When they put up nuclear plants in an area, and this happened in Pickering, down by Toronto, I knew the chief engineer there. And once he got to know me, he told me, because I'd mentioned the different leaks where they'd pumped water and thousands of gallons into Lake Ontario during a reactor crisis, and according to the newspapers, and he'd say, well, it wasn't just that. He'd tell me what really happened. And, of course, this stuff is contaminated. But he told me, too, when they even set up, the economists set up with the boards of management and so on, before they build the plant, they look into the population density around them, and they look into acceptable death figures from that industry. There's an acceptable death figure, because they know it's going to be radiation, etc. And sure enough, there are lots of people around that, those plants get different kinds of cancers. But that's already put down as acceptable risk factor. Well, it's the same in the socialized fascist pharma business with government approval. For if as I say, 80% don't show initially any side effects, doesn't mean they're going to get side effects down the road and different complications down the road. But the ones who come down with them rather quickly are 20%. They'll say, well, you see, that's the greater good. 80% seem to be all right just now at the moment. That's how it works. So it says here, invented by Australian scientist Professor Ian Fraser, Gardasil protects against two strains of the human papillomavirus, HPV. And here's how it's worded again here. It says, which is wrong. It's misleading. It says, that caused 70% of recorded cervical cancer cases. Now, the way it's written, it says, two strains of the human papillomavirus that cause. The human papillomavirus is cause 70%, not the particular two strains that are given you in Gardasil. See how they can really mislead you? Because there's many other ones that do the same thing. That's not in this HPV shot, this Gardasil shot. It's all in the wording, you see. Since the vaccination program for females aged between 12 and 26 was rolled out 2 years ago, more than 5 million doses have been distributed in Australia. Women are given three shots, but some have reported side effects, including nausea, temporary blindness, that's all. It's a good risk, temporary blindness, and paralysis. That's okay, isn't it? In Australia, there have been 1,304 adverse reactions reported. Family planning, again, here's your family planning. You know, the New South Wales Director of Research, Dr. Edith Weisberg, said every vaccine came with side effects. Every vaccine, of course it does. It's a very safe vaccine and very important because it's one of only two that has any effect on cancer, she said. Now, we haven't got the it's only been given for the last couple of years, so we don't know if it's going to prevent cancer or not. It's wonderful, the propaganda of the people behind it, isn't it? Who are getting awfully well paid to give you that propaganda. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, talking about, amongst other things, Gardasil, and how they word things in their different reports for the public to lap up. And to continue with this report here, it says the study found that 32 women who received Gardasil in Australia had died but could not find a specific link between the women's deaths and the drug. And I'll bet you they're not looking very hard either, because they love this stuff. You know, all medicine, supposedly, and socialized medicine, to cut costs, etc., is all promoting a preventative disease, you know. The no smoking, this, that, and the other, blah, blah, blah. Except in the area of sexual activity, because you see, it's completely combined with a political agenda that everyone must be incredibly promiscuous. And as I say, there's no bonding takes place. And the whole idea was to separate the emotional aspect from the sexual act itself. And once you get people conditioned to that, they will never bond. And when no one bonds, then everyone's on their own. When everyone's on their own, then government can speak directly to you. That'll be your only boss. You have no one to come up and help you. The destruction of the family unit, remember, is one of the most important things that the guys who wrote the books there in the 1900s harped on and on about. The destruction of the family unit was necessary for big government to come in and manage the people the proper way and make us live the proper way, you see. It says doctors are now being urged to keep recipients in their office for observation for about 15 minutes. That's awful big of them. 15 minutes, there's nothing after receiving the vaccine. It says, but some suspected side effects have occurred after 3 months of receiving Gardasil. It's one of the most complained about vaccines that we receive. Vaccination Information Services, Brian Hancock said, doctors don't like to admit there are side effects. Well, that's a fact. That's a fact. So this is what happens when you put poison into your body. So there you go. From the Vaccination Information Services, Brian Hancock. The most common side effects reported to Australia's Therapeutic Goods Administration have been headaches and skin sensitivity from the injection. Fortunately for Sue Kemp, her daughter Stephanie never suffered a reaction. I studied Stephanie on it, but before the government rolled it out in school, she said. And then she says, any protection against cancer has to help. Really? Is it any protection whatsoever? The study hasn't been done yet. We don't know. What we do know is it kills people, gives you strokes and paralysis. And just little side effects like that. That's all. Now, there's callers here. I think I'll try and grab them because I tend to go on a bit. There's Aaron from Pennsylvania. There, Aaron.
Yes, I am, Alan. It's great talking to you again. Hey, I'm just calling to let all your listeners know, next Wednesday, I would like everybody to have a money donation for you, since you will never ask for one yourself, because it's not your style. And everybody out there, if they could just donate $1, $5, $10, whatever, we just need to help this man out of this sticky situation with the satellite problems that he's having. I want everybody to listen out there. There will never be another Alan Watt out there. This guy tells the truth. He is sincere, and he cares about the people. And it's unfortunate in this day and age that most people take advantage of guys like that or people like that. So I'm just calling everybody to help Alan out next Wednesday. Just donate what you can. I will be supporting you, and that's all I have to say, Alan. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling in, and thanks very much indeed. I think I might try and hire you to speak for me, because you're right, I don't say enough myself. I don't. And I should, but I'm not into the showbiz aspects of it at all. But it's true enough, you need the cash to keep this thing going. And it's a crisis every night. Even tonight, the satellite went out just before the show again. And I called down Toronto, where the main base is for ExploreNet, and they said they've got tornadoes and funnel clouds and yada yada. I thought, oh my God, everything except the earthquakes. This is quite the company, I'm telling you. They also run the military industrial complex, because it goes through NORAD goes through these satellites, Hughes satellites, you see. Well, I can't imagine ever that they go down, or we'd be wide open supposedly from attacks from, you know, Eskimos and things like that. But it doesn't happen. Just exploring that. And they've always got amazing excuses for why they're down. Now, there's Diana in California. Are you there, Diana?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Good. First thing, everybody donate. Second thing, I have a comment. I just finished reading Agenda 21, and I've got to tell you, outside of the other two huge documents you have on there, it's got to be one of the most horrifying things I've ever read. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad that I know it now. And lastly, the question that I have for you is, you talk about getting organized. We need to get organized. And my biggest conundrum is how, when I can't even talk to anybody in my life about even the minuscule portion of this, how do we connect? How do we get together?
I think really, in the past, many people have, that I know, have even hired little halls in places and put leaflets across with a topic on it. If you're interested in this topic, attend, you know, whatever. And mm-hmm. you charge even just the cost to get in, just the cost of the rental of the hall. And if you can get even 10 people showing up the first time and you start to discuss the topic, etc., and your fears about certain things, and give the information out, then now you've got 10 people who can start to build on it and bring more people in. That's how everything starts off. Now, again, I'll be the first to tell you, you will get infiltrated. There's no doubt about
I know.
It. You will get hecklers sent from government agencies and different agencies to come in and heckle you. That happens too. So it's always a good idea if you can get someone who's got a bit of muscle or is a part-time bouncer to be near the door. I've seen it all. And So, but the fact is, we have no option. We have no option but to try. No matter how small it seems at the time, or how insurmountable this mountain seems, we've got to try because we have no choice. It's either being slowly killed off, the way we're dying right now, with diseases and so on, it's manufactured, with government wanting to pump all kinds of toxins and poisons into us, after, as you say, releasing Agenda 21, the depopulation program, all that stuff is out in the open. We have no choice. We either say, okay, you have the right to kill us off, or we have the right to not only live, but we have the right to decide how we want to live ourselves. And we've got to start taking our rights back. And the first part is to stop being apathetic. Everyone is so apathetic. And that's again, it's a conditioned response we've had pumped into us. Russell talked about it, how they'd make the public apathetic nationwide, nation to nation. That's intentional. And we've got to get over this apathy, and we've got to realize that we cannot allow governments to go into authoritarianism. They've got to go back to being servants, every single department of them. In fact, what we have to do is scrap most of the government agencies out there. Most of them have to be scrapped completely and put the people back in charge. And it goes down to cops and everything else. Cops should be voted in by committees of people from the citizenry. And they shouldn't be a big brotherhood like they are today. And that way, they'll be answerable to the people. At one time, cops were answerable to the towns and the villages that they patrolled. And if the people didn't like them, they fired them. They become authorities and armies today, and we've got to stop it. We've got to stop it because this is worse than the Soviet Union ever got its, the stages to with total surveillance. It's worse than any Nazi. We have nothing to compare this to. In fact, but it's much, much, much worse. And we have no option but to fight for ourselves and for the children yet to come, who have the right to come, by the way. You know? I mean, people haven't stopped to even think about the one major thing. And I've had a lot of selfish people, the egocentric ones that are conditioned to be so, like Russell and others said, who say, yeah, we should stop the population now. They don't realize that life truly is a gift. And anyone, we've all had a gift given to us if we want to use it. It should not be a nightmare like they're turning it into. It should not be a nightmare. And it's also a gift for those who are yet unborn to come into this world and get it too. But a selfish idea to think, no, we can stop it right here and we'll just live and enjoy ourselves. That's what the elites say. They think they can, with their anti-aging and all the rest of it and their incredible advances into gene configurations, etc., they can stop the time clock and they themselves can live forever. This is the dream of these fanatics, these madmen and psychopaths at the top. But no, we've all got as much right to live as everyone else on this planet. So the elite have no special rights to decide who's going to die here, you know. We've got to fight.
Completely agree. Anyway, thank you, and I'll let you go to your next caller.
And thanks for calling. Mm-hmm. And as I say, it's easier said than done, but it takes the first move. It takes the first step. And you get like-minded people. And the more support you get, the better. But I know people who've gone around halls. I know one guy I'm in contact with who gets 10 in here, 10 in there, and he'll spend 2-3 hours with them. And out of that 10, he might get 3 of each group that will come back again. And then it grows very slowly. But now you have more and more people who are willing to protest and go to counselors, go to so-called elected officials, etc., and demand things. And just the demanding lets them know at the top that we're all aware of them, we're on to them. And if nothing else, they have to delay their tactics or change their tactics, etc., to deal with us all. People don't realize there are think tanks at the top dealing with strategies for whole populations. And they take constant data, like the pulse of the people, every day from the Total Information Network, and they keep adjusting it according to the moods of the people. So, yeah, we can really get them running in circles, etc. And that's what we have to do. We keep reminding them we're on to them. We are on to them. And we're not simply... when anyone tells you that the state has the right to do an intrusive operation, and by the way, an injection is called an intrusive operation, so is sticking a dagger into someone's stomach. See, if you're sticking anything into someone's body, that's an intrusive operation. And if they say they have the right to do it without your consent, no, you can't allow them to cross that barrier. That means they could they could disembowel you if they want to. They have no right to demand, under any pretense, that they have the right to stick poison into your body. And especially when they've taken away any guarantee of compensation or lawsuits against them or the pharma companies that they're fronting for. But we can't allow that to happen. If we allow them to do that, I guarantee you there'll be 10 new inoculations next year. Until we're bad enough now, we're almost the walking dead. And it's going to get worse if we allow it to happen. The whole point is don't allow something to start. Once it's started, it becomes routine, we adapt, and then it's normal. And even the folks around about you will think you're strange if you don't go along with the rest of the herd. Sad truth. Now we'll go to Antonio in Toronto. Are you there, Antonio? Hello, Antonio? Is Antonio there?
I'm still here. Hello, Alan?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Just having done some studying, the question, I guess, is that even though they could get rid of us with a neutron bomb, it's more than that. These guys are really twisted and turned on by us suffering slowly. Is that not correct?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I don't know if people realize this, and Dr. Scott from Sudbury, Ontario, has a lot of documentation in his books. And I've talked to him personally a few times, and I've got his books here. And he documents the declassified stuff from governments, etc., and the UN. And way back in the 60s, they talked about the ways to depopulate the world fast for the third world countries, definitely Africa, that was priority.
Mm-hmm.
But they also said they'd take down the West slowly with crippling diseases. Because if it came down too quickly with sudden deaths across the Western world, being better educated, able to ask questions, etc., we might clue into what's happening. So they decided slow, disabling diseases would stop people from becoming good marital partners, and then they wouldn't have children, you see. This was all discussed way back then by the world bodies. Yeah.
So really, even though in the end, I know one of their plans is if we storm them, that they're going to neutron bomb us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just think it'd be better to just fight for what you've got, give it all you've got, because at least that would be a little more of a humane death than what they have planned for us now.
You're right. I mean, you're right to an extent, because the further you allow them to prepare, and we have for years for what's coming, what they've planned to come, it's like being in like fish in a barrel. You just put more fish into the barrel, and then you shoot them all at the same time. You're right. They've set up a whole agenda. It's out in the open from their own think tanks for the military. That this is what they see coming. They see it coming because they know each step of what they're going to do, including food reduction and eventually starvation. That's in their own reports.
Aye.
So you're right. The longer we allow it to go on, the more they're recruiting and training to deal with the outcome and the problems. And you're right. So, I mean, the problem with people, as long as they can have enough entertainment and as long as they can go on with the little routines that they have after work, etc., the boys at the top, and I've discussed this and published this in my big psychology magazines, they can really push you to the wall. It's only when they interrupt you personally in your routine that you start to become a little bit indignant.
That is so true. I've seen that. That is very true. And those who are still plugged in to their TV, their American Idol, their football games, whatever, will just not leave. I know. You're right.
Yeah. And they actually call these in psychology, they have the routines and subroutines. And that's why an information network, and I've even read some of the data put out by the big boys who are recording all this data from cell phones and so on for the authorities.
Twitter, Facebook, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, and they close down and they don't know why.
Profile, yep. Your habits, your acquaintances. On a Thursday, they'll phone so-and-so who's into this, and here's the commonality between them, etc.
That's right.
Yep.
Michael Jackson will happen. They'll collect all the information on Twitter, and then they'll move another event. They'll collect all the information on Twitter again, and then they'll just war game it in their big computers and strategize. Yeah,
that's right. And I'll tell you another thing, too. If this carries on, they know themselves, and they've said that in 10 years' time or less, if your routine varies from what you should be doing in that routine, they will have government agencies come in to see what's up with you. Because they don't like someone who's unpredictable. All of this stuff is to make sure that you are predictable. If you're predictable, you're safe. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Alan, for answering my question.
Yep. But you're right. You're right. We can't wait till the end, and it's always too late at the end. It's like that documentary. I've seen a few documentaries on, mentioned the Soviet story. You'll see people getting shot and falling into mass graves and stuff. Same with the Nazis. Same in other wars. And I've always said this right to the end. Those people who ran to line up in the graves, knowing what they'd seen before, that the previous line getting shot down, they run to their death, thinking, this cannot be happening to me, right to the last split second. And guess what? It does. Stop it before it happens. Back with more after this break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Plastic Surgery Center, can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having age spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, and there's Robbie from Missouri on the line. There, Robbie. Okay. Well, as I say, it's true enough, isn't it? Every day that goes by, every day, every week, every month, things get worse and worse. Not only that, they keep telling us in the newspapers what's coming. You know, there could be food shortages, there could be plagues coming. There's all this kind of stuff. We're told off in mass vaccinations. Ordered by government, etc., of untested vaccines, even though the last lot they tried with the same idea, but the swine flu, end up paralyzing people all over the place. And we've got to say, what's the real intention of this? What's the real intent of it? What is it? Because they even estimate that the common flu will kill around about 100 people, yet children, in the U.S. alone. And this swine flu, even if it really got bad, might kill from 150 to 200 people. So why would you want to inoculate millions of children with something that we know is going to paralyze maybe thousands and have worse side effects down the road later in life? It doesn't make sense, you see. It doesn't make sense. There's another agenda at work here. That there's no doubt about this at all. And as I say, I wasn't kidding when I said this is an intrusive operation. Even under law and in medicine, anything puncturing the skin from a stab wound by a knife to a needle is classified as an intrusive operation. It breaks the outer layers. It carries bacterium and so on into the tissue. Here they are squirting stuff into your tissue that they say themselves is unproven. You can't prove a drug by doing a fast study that hasn't completed yet and then waiting 2 weeks and saying it's okay. You don't know until years have gone by. Years. That's what happens. Because people react at different rates because of the differences in their physiology and their gene types and so on to the same things. It'll take them some years, some days, some weeks, some months. Some won't come down with something until 30 years later. We know, for instance, that the polio vaccine, the SOX polio vaccine, and I have the video, by the way, of the main character who worked on them for the company saying that, yeah, we knew. In fact, this particular guy, and I'll try and get that link up in a couple of days, and you'll hear him say himself that he had to go to the pharma company after he looked at the stuff and tested it and says this will give cancers to the people because it has the various cancer viruses in here, and especially the simian 40 virus, which its only function seems to be to cause cancer. So they know this. And some people will develop the cancer in an earlier phase than others. Some it might be 10 years down the road, some 5, some 3. And in different places in the body, again, according to your physiology. So something stinks. Something utterly stinks here. And again, because every country is on board with the same agenda at the same time, it should make us all even more suspicious of it. And when government starts to command the public, command you, and say they're going to pump you full of poisons, and literally, it's blended green monkey kidneys. That's what this injection is going to comprise of. And squalene that will destroy your joints and a good percentage of the people who get it. Permanent rheumatoid arthritis. Think about it. Think about it. They want to help you. Give you the choice. You should have the choice if you want the help or not. That's what health services are for. Informed consent. If you don't have informed consent, then you're a slave. You're a slave, and your master can do what they want with you. The choice is yours. From Hamish, myself, and Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me. Your God or your gods go with you.
With recent internet